Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. This is your family program, The Early Echo. ثم الحمد لله. Indeed, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come back with another episode. It has been mentioned that a very famous personality, a very pious personality, apne zamane ke bade buzurg the, he went to Madinatul Munawwara. And on the third or fourth day of his stay in Madinatul Munawwara, he stands in front of the golden and beautiful chamber of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After his food or his whatever he has taken as zad-e-safar, as expenditure, all of his expenses or all of his money that he had with him had finished, and he had nothing left with him, and he presented himself in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and beseeching humbly and saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am your guest and you are my host. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I, your ummati, have not eaten for many days, and due to hunger I have come to you, and since I am your guest and you are my host, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not find it appropriate for me to ask people for help when you are the giver, when you are the distributor of ni'mah and bounties given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned that this buzurg and pious personality, he cried, and as he was making this faryad in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at the same time he began to recite salat and durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst doing so, his eyes closed, he fell asleep, his fortune had awoken and smiled at him. Subhanallah. Why was that? Because in the dream, in his dream, as he slept, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and, subhanallah, had woken him up in his sleep. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented to him a roti, a single naan or roti. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had broken that in half and fed him with his own blessed hands. Allahu Akbar. This personality had mentioned that, in my dream I had eaten half roti, and when I opened my eyes, I had seen the other half of the roti in my hand. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is how your sorrows and your problems will come to an end, when you have a very high level of conviction and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you trust that since you are the ummati of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your problems will come to an end, providing that you ask from your heart, for he is the distributor of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Let us recite this beautiful couplet together. Dunya akhirat जब मैं रहूं सलामत दुनिया आखिरत में जब मैं रहूं सलामत प्यारे पढ़ूं न क्यों कर तुम पर सलाम हर दम प्यारे पढ़ूं न क्यों कर صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. چلیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل اب ہم نعت پاک کی جانب جاتے ہیں. Let us listen to a beautiful and amazing Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we shall continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Hakikat me lutfe zindagi paya nahi karte haqeeqat mein lutfe zindagi paya nahi karte jo yaade mo safa se dil ko behlaya nahi karte jo yaade mustafa se jo yaade mo safa se dil ko behlaya nahi karte zaba par shikwaye rajo alam laya nahi karte zaba par shikwaye rajo گھبرایا نہیں کرتے نبی کے نام لیوا نبی کے نام لیوا غم سے گھبرایا نہیں کرتے جو یادے صفا سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے یہ دربار محمد ہے یہاں اپنوں کا کیا کہنا یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے جتنا دیا سرکار نے مجھ کو اتنی میری اوقات نہیں یہ تو کرم ہے ان کا ورنہ مجھ میں تو ایسی بات نہیں تو کال دیتا گیا دیدے کو مجھا گئے دن والا گے سچا ہمارا نبی یہاں سے ہاتھ خالی غیر بھی جایا نہیں کرتے مدینے جو بھی جاتا ہے وہ جھولی بھر کے لاتا ہے مدینے جو بھی جاتا ہے وہ جھولی بھر کے لاتا ہے سخی داتا ہے خالی ہاتھ لوٹایا نہیں کرتے سخی داتا ہے ہاں ہاں سخی داتا ہے خالی ہاتھ لوٹایا نہیں کرتے جو یاد موسیٰ سے دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. حقیقت میں وہ لطف زندگی پایا نہیں کرتے جو یاد مصطفیٰ میں دل کو بہلایا نہیں کرتے. واہ سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we have been watching and listening to, mashallah. It is through the blessings of these naats and kalams we get closer and closer to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only there, but rather alhamdulillah, we even try and implement the sunnahs and the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And this is something which we are going to be discussing today, inshallah. Let us begin with this beautiful parable and a very beautiful narration which shows the well manners and the ethicates, subhanallah, the beautiful outstanding characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned that when a famous warrior of Najd, currently Riyadh, by the name of his name was Dusur bin Harith Muharabi, when he had formed an army to attack Madinatul Munawwara, this information had reached the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with his blessed companions, forming up an army of 400 companions, he alayhi salatu wa sallam then went towards this army that was on its way to Madinatul Munawwara. And when Dusur bin Harith Muharibi, he heard about the arrival and the coming of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, due to fear, they had went on top of the mountains and they began to hide there. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went with his blessed companions. And when these people went there, it has been mentioned that they were hiding and protecting themselves from the Muslim army, which were about plus minus 400 blessed companions along with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, one person, Badr ibn Habban, he had accepted Islam during that moment when he seen the outstanding characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was, it has been mentioned that suddenly it began to rain on that day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with his companions are in the valleys of that area, whereas Dusur is with his people and his army on the hilltop, and they were hiding there. And since it began to rain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at one moment was drying his blessed body and his blessed clothes. On the other hand, these enemies of Allah azza wa jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had witnessed and seen that, you know what, there is no better chance than this, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alone whilst other sahaba and companions are busy in their own activities. So they encouraged this person, Dusur, that do you think that you can, astaghfirullah, cause any harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this moment? Because he's alone and his companions are busy doing other activities. So Dusur at that moment, he took an oath and he said, may I die if I am unable to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Astaghfirullah, ma'adallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, saying that, he swiftly began to move in the direction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to this extent that now he is in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a naked sword in his hand, and he says, O Prophet of Allah, who will save you now from me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at him and said, well, my Rabb will save me from you. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just mentioned these few words, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin descends onto the land and gives him a punch on his chest that caused the sword from his hand to fall to the ground. And immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up that sword and told this person, Dusur, now you tell me, who will save you from me? Allahu Akbar. And he was totally helpless. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can save me from you. Feeling sorry and having pity over his condition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a few sweet words with him and then handed over his sword to him. And when he seen the manners and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overwhelmed and moved by the outstanding characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he was so moved by it that when he left that majlis and gathering, when he left that place, he did not leave with his heart being hardened. Rather, it was through the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he came whilst his heart was hardened. But when he left with iman from his heart, because it was that moment when he recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine he left that place whilst he recited the kalima and he came in with this intention to cause harm and takleef to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So definitely, dear viewers on this Madani channel, well manners is a great blessing. Those who possess manners, you know, ethics of talking, of speaking, of behaving, it is a great blessing. Alhamdulillah, often we give this Madani pool and we hear this over and again on Madani channel as well regarding manners and good akhlaq. Many a times it's possible, this could be your experience, ki kabhi hum kisi se baat kar rahe hote, hum muskura rahe hote, magar wo banda samne se muskurata bhi nahi hai. He is standing in front of you and it seems as if your smile is causing him more pain. Aisa bhi hota hai. Not necessarily every time you try to be kind with someone and you try to bring a smile on your face that causes him to be happy. It could be possible that your smile could aggravate him and get him upset because he would feel that you are smiling and laughing at him. Allahu Akbar. But remember, dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, even for this as well, a very famous verse is in the Holy Quran Pak, which we will listen to and recite inshallah, and allow this verse to always keep you consistently motivated. Agar aapka samna kabhi aisa hua, aap kabhi aise situation mein pade ho, ki you are trying to do good to someone, but in return that person is not being kind and good with you, then remember, it is your kindness, your gentleness, your goodness, and your humbleness that could cause even your enemy to become kind and gentle towards you. Because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Qur'an Pak, where He says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, and the good deed and the evil deed will never be equal. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, listener, repel the evil deed with the one which is better. They upon the one between whom and you was enmity will become like a close friend. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, the good deed and the bad deed can never be equal. Achhai aur hai, burai aur hai. And they can never ever be compatible. They can never be compared. Because bad is bad and good is good. And repel the evil deed. Get rid and chase away the evil one with something which is good, with something which is better. Because it is this, they upon the one between whom and you was enmity, will become like a close friend to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is the blessings of being kind and humble. Treat anger with patience. Aapke saath koi gussa kar raha hai, aap sabr kare. Somebody is being ignorant with you, so treat ignorance with forbearance. Yes, treat bad behavior with forgiveness. Somebody is being bad with you, you are being gentle and kind with them, to aap badle mein unki tarah na bane, balki aap muskuraye, khush rahe, aap inshallah zawajal ye niyat kare ki I am doing this for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean if one had given you a punch or a smack and in return you would give him more than that. No. Repel the evil deed with a good one. Allahu Akbar. Because there is nothing better than this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah aage badhte hain and we will take in the next call inshallah. Ji.
My name is Muhammad Suhail Khan Attari, calling from Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, great thanks to our Madani channel and the team, Alhamdulillah, for preparing and delivering great discourses to us, great programs, Alhamdulillah, which are really enjoyable, really inspirational, and really informative, Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah, make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Madani channel keeps on doing the great work, Alhamdulillah, that they are doing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our Pir Murshid well with good health and grant him long life, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, as we all know that our Muna Tabriz Sahib, Alhamdulillah, is present, and Alhamdulillah, he is a really, you know, inspirational personality, Alhamdulillah. So I have a request in his court, if His Eminence could please recite the Kalam Ab Meri Nigaho for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khair.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bahut shukriya, brother Sohail Attari, for giving us this call. InshaAllah, Aji, agla call lete, inshaAllah.
I am from Durban, South Africa. I would like to take this opportunity in congratulating the Madani Channel team, Mulana Tabriz Sahib and his excellent camera crew. May Allah bless you all abundantly and always. I would like to mention that my personal favorite is the early echo. It's amazing to see those Nurani, beautiful faces of the presenters every morning. May Allah Pak shower His mercy upon the entire Madani Channel team and all its viewers.
MashaAllah, Barakallah. ہمارے خیام بھائی نے بھی پیارے میسیجز دیے ہیں. اللہ عزوجل مجھے ان کے حسن عزم کے مطابق بنائے. As well as brother Sohail bhai, who had mentioned some beautiful words, the credit goes to MashaAllah our Amir Ahl Sunnat دامت برکاتہ العالیہ, جن کی بدولت, جن کی برکتوں سے MashaAllah یہ سارا ایک مدنی ماحول ہے. MashaAllah, such a beautiful environment جس میں لاکھوں لاکھوں لوگ ہیں. MashaAllah, thousands of brothers throughout the world are in this میٹھا پیارا beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. The Madani mahol and environment of Dawat Islami actually changes people and makes them better Muslim. Inshallah, aap bhi hamare sath wabasta ho jaye is Madani mahol ke sath, and join the weekly ijtemaats of Dawat Islami and see the difference that it brings to your life, inshallah. Chale aage badhte hain aur dusra ek call le lete hain.
How can one create peace and harmony between his siblings who have petty quarrels amongst each other?
بہت بہت شکریہ برادر جنید فار آلسو گیونگ اس اے کال. اینڈ لک, میں آخری کال سے شروع کرتا ہوں جو ابھی فریش اسلامی بھائی نے تازہ سوال پوچھا ہے. تو یاد رکھیں, ہاؤ کین یو یو نو وٹ ایکشن اور وٹ اے پرسن کین ڈو ٹو گیٹ اوور اینڈ ڈن ود دس کال اینڈ یو نو مینی فیملی پالیٹکس اینڈ پرابلمس. چلے جو آج ہمارا موضوع ہے نا, یہی کافی ہے بندے کے لیے. یہی اگر ہم کر لیں نا کہ وی شوڈ ٹرائی اینڈ ٹریٹ ایول ود گڈنس, you know, try and forgive people, because anger, if somebody is showing you, if somebody is angry at you and you also become angry, to phir to ladai hona hi hai. Agar kisi ghar ka afraad naraz hai aapse, especially if it is somebody who is senior, to hame gentle hona chahiye. Agar hum bacche hain, agar hum chote hain umar mein, to bado ka lihaz rakhna, respecting elders, aur jo bade hain to bachcho pe shafqat dikhaye. Be humble and kind towards those who are minor. This is very important. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, you can never please people with your wealth. Chahe jitne bhi daulat aapke paas hain, you can never please people only with your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them. Allahu Akbar. Yahi agar hum karna seekh lein, kitna bada ek fark ho jayega hamare society mein, hamare gharon mein. Inshallah, we will find about peace. So between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, between family members, between relatives, inshallah azawajal, try and keep in touch with each other, try and be in contact with each other, inshallah azawajal. There's so much of blessings. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, on the day of judgment there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than the good manners of a believer. Matlab isse koi bhari cheez hai hi nahi. What that a person possesses and he adopts good manners, that will be heavier on the scale of the good deeds on the day of judgment. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, those whose manners are the best among you are the favorite to me and the nearest to me on the day of judgment. Those who possess and adopt good manners and good akhlaq, They are most beloved to me, and they are the nearest to me in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. What beautiful ahadith this is. Our brother who asked for a Nati Pak, brother, mashallah, from Mozambique. Chali, inshallah, azawajal, usko bhi apne program mein shamil kar lete hain. Do hi share pad lete hain for the sake of barakat and blessings, inshallah. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein. Ab meri nigaahon mein. Jachta nahi koi kyunki jaise mere sarkaar hai aisa nahi koi nahi koi jaise mere sarkaar hai aisa nahi koi tum sa to haseen Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Chali, inshallah, we have come to the end of this program. We will be back tomorrow with another episode of this program called The Early Echo. Until then, stay good, do good, be good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.